talking now on our Coach's Corner program with 4A City head wrestling coach Steve Stout. And coach, let's talk about the break and what you guys did over the break getting ready for the second half of the season.
Well, we got back to work right away after Christmas, trying to get guys back in shape, and kind of broke practices up. Instead of having a longer practice, we cut them into two, and we'd focus on wrestling in the morning practice. We'd come back after lunch and either get a lift and a run in or a pool workout, just kind of change things up a little bit and give the guys a different look. And guys responded well and worked hard, and they realized that swimming workouts aren't as fun as they sound. So, but overall, we just kind of just went back to work and started working on the things we needed to fix from before break, and made sure we're ready to roll here for the second half of the season.
I know guys were probably trying to maybe let their bodies recuperate a little bit. How much of a break like this helps kind of maybe not any serious stuff going to heal in that short of a time, but just that small nagging stuff you get from the sport of wrestling?
Oh, it's great. Just having that week off, the little stuff that, like you said, nags at you after long periods of time. It's just giving the time to rest and recoup a little bit does amazing things, not just for your physical well-being, but the emotional and mental side of it. Just having a few days of just not having to think about competing and working out hard. Guys came back in the room with a kind of renewed outlook and rejuvenated effort. So it was a good break, and we had a great week of practice before we got back into competition.
Coach, let's talk about one of those sides of wrestling that, you know, some of the listeners may not know about, but obviously is pretty common to you guys. But after the Christmas holiday and throughout the season, the state allows you guys to have, you have the actual weight class of what the weight class says, but your kids are given an extra pound or so throughout the season, right, because of these things. Take us through that process.
Yeah, okay, so the first half of the season, you have to make what we call scratch weight. So if you're a 132-pounder, you have to weigh 132 for competition. After Christmas, if you have made your scratch weight of the lowest weight you want to wrestle that year, they give you what they call a 2-pound growth allowance. So now if you weighed in at 132 before Christmas, and that's the lowest weight you're going to wrestle, then they give you a 2-pound allowance. So after Christmas, you can weigh 134. So 2 pounds isn't a lot to the average person, but when you're cutting weight and counting calories and counting workouts, and those 2 pounds mentally are huge. So after the Christmas break, you get a 2-pound allowance, and that just allows everyone. I mean, these are growing boys, and if you're hitting a growth spurt, you may be a small 32-pounder at the start of the year, but we all know how teenage boys can all of a sudden grow 6 inches overnight. So that allows those kids that are going through a growth spurt to stay at the weight class they're at and allow them to adjust to it and still compete at that weight class the rest of the year.
Is this the only time throughout the season this happens, or come postseason time, is there kind of more? And then, you know, take us through that type of stuff.
With the winter season, we get the 2 pounds at Christmas, and that's for the rest of the year. Then they also have worked in, and this is good for the whole year, if you wrestle consecutive days, if we would wrestle a dual meet on a Friday night and then turn around and wrestle at a tournament on Saturday, we would get a 1-pound allowance for the second consecutive day that we weigh in. And they'll do that up to 2 more pounds. So anytime you wrestle consecutive days and have to weigh in consecutive days, you get an extra pound just to allow for you're not going to have the time to work out. They cut the weight, so they give you an extra pound. They also, the state has stepped in, and when we have a snow day or get out early because of snow, they allow you to get an extra pound allowance if you have to compete the next day. So the state has done a good job of being realistic and knowing situations of schools, and know that when we get out for snow, for a blizzard, that we can't have practice. So they allow for that and makes things a little bit easier. It allows you to compete and keep your schedule kind of intact and still be able to compete and make weight. And like I said, they've done a good job of allowing that to happen so that the boys can all stay healthy and still compete.
And, Coach, with that, you guys got back to action on this past Thursday when you guys went to Green to take on North Butler Clarksville. Lake Mills was there as well, and West Fork was there as a team. Let's start first with that really close duel between you guys and North Butler Clarksville. They just get you 36-35. That one had to be a fun one, Coach.
It was, and it definitely gets the blood pressure elevated and increases the heart rate. But on paper, we probably shouldn't have been that close. So it was fun. We moved some kids around a little bit and bumped some kids up a weight to kind of keep the score closer. And it came down to the last match there. I mean, we were right in the hunt and fell a little short, but the boys really went out and competed well. And we're still working on maximizing bonus points and when we win and limiting bonus points when we lose. And that's kind of what got us there. I mean, we gave up a few pins and didn't get pins where we needed, but we're starting to see the boys actually buy into what we've been preaching on that. It takes a team effort. I mean, we all have to do our part. And if you're the underdog, you know, you have to keep a match close and not give up bonus points or get pinned. And, you know, if you're favorite, you need to go out and put points on the board and get us those extra team points to make a difference there. So it was a fun duel, and it's a lot more exciting for the team and the fans to have those type of duels. It's just, as a coach, it puts a few more gray hairs on my head and doesn't do any good work on my blood pressure or my heart rate. So it was a fun duel, and I'd like to have another shot at them, but we probably won't get a duel against them again this year. So we get to see them this weekend in a tournament, but and then a conference, but we'll build from it and keep moving forward.
Yeah, it's always fun to have those exciting ones there for your coach, especially when you guys are fighting back as the underdogs. Let's talk about your other duel. You took on Lake Mills in that one, and a very highly rated team in Class 1A able to get past you in that contest.
Yeah, Lake Mills is solid. They're well coached, and they've got good kids, and they work hard, and they come out and fight you. They won a battle, and we just got outmanned a little bit. We won some matches. We turned the match around at 120 with Andrew Hoffman beating a kid that beat him earlier in the year. And Noah Bronis bumped up a weight and got a win for us at 150 and got a big pin at heavyweight from JT Kelso. So, I mean, we're getting there. We're getting some matches back that we gave away earlier in the year. And we just have to make sure that we're taking more steps forward than the other teams are in the second half of the season to keep overcoming that gap that we may have experienced earlier in the year. So, like I said, Lake Mills is a solid team. They're top five team in 1A, and we win four matches and compete in some others. So, I mean, we're getting there. It's just we're young and we're inexperienced, and it's going to take some time. And as long as the boys keep doing what they're doing, we'll be all right. But it was a good night for, like I said, JT Kelso with a big pin in the Lake Mills duel and went undefeated. And Gavin Grenhoe won a good match against Lake Mills and ended up going 3-0 on the night, and sort of Andrew Hoffman. So some good things to build on, and we're kind of to the point now where we're getting more good things than we are bad things. So it's just keep building on the good and eliminating the bad.
And, Coach, you also had a competition against West Fork last night as well.
Yeah, and West Fork, they didn't have a team last year. They only had one wrestler, and they're trying to rebuild here. So it was a lopsided score, but credit for them for trying to rebuild that program and get kids out. And they're moving in the right direction. It just takes time, and when they're a pretty solid basketball town, so it's hard to get the kids. But once you start getting them, more will come. And it's just wish them the best of luck getting kids out and getting them to work. And they're doing the right things. Coaches know what they're doing. So we took that win and we'll keep moving on, and hopefully we can keep getting those type of programs building up so we can have solid competition throughout the area here.
And Coach, you already kind of mentioned it, but you guys will wrestle again this weekend. Where are we at this weekend?
Heading over to Clear Lake. 7, maybe 8-team tournament there. So be in their gym and 2 mats, and Algona will be there. I think they're a top 10 team in 2A. Charles City, they're down a little bit, but they've got 2 or 3 real solid kids. And then Clear Lake, obviously, will be there. Emmitsburg, again, I think the 4th tournament in a row we get to see Emmitsburg, and they're a top 10 team in 1A. So we'll get another shot at Emmitsburg, and then North Butler will be there. So a lot of kids we've already seen, but some matches I think we can turn around and hopefully have a good day and get some of those wins back that we gave up earlier in the year.
Coach, how nice is it to also have a tournament that's fairly close? I know quite a few tournaments you guys go to, usually a pretty good bus trip to get there on a Saturday morning. This one not too far, so maybe a little bit easier of a day for the guys.
Yeah, for sure. And it was big matchup with 4C and Lake Mills on Friday night, and the kids want to be a part of that. It's kind of nice so they can get home and still get a full night's sleep and get on the road without having to get up with the sun. So being close to home is nice, because then at the end of the day, we can leave in the daylight and hopefully still get home in daylight. And the kids don't feel like they've given the entire weekend away to wrestling. So it's nice having some close tournaments here and there, and it helps keep the guys a little rejuvenated when they get to see the sun, other than looking through a window at school.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Talk with us again today, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
That's Forest City Wrestling Coach Steve Stout.